In sports today, we'll talk about Major League Baseball losses for the Cardinals and the Royals yesterday. We'll talk about the start of the NBA playoffs. We'll cover college baseball and softball, high school baseball and softball, and some high school tennis news, all as we take a look at sports. Hi, I'm Coleman Taylor from the Ecom Sports Network. In St. Louis, Owen Miller broke a scoreless tie with a two-run single, and Colin Ray tossed five shutout innings to lead the Brewers to a 2-0 win over the Cardinals on Sunday. Right-hander Lance Lynn takes on Arizona right-hander Brandon Pfaadt in the opener of a three-game series in St. Louis today. Colton Cowser and Jordan Westberg hit back-to-back homers for Baltimore off a Royals starter Seth Lugo, who had not allowed a home run since last September, and the Orioles went on to beat Kansas City 5-0 on Sunday. The Royals continue a seven-game homestand Monday night against Toronto with right-hander Brady Singer on the mound. NBA playoffs are underway. Yesterday, Oklahoma City defeated New Orleans 94-92. The Thunder lead that series by one game. Milwaukee 100-94 over Indiana to lead the Bucks 1-0. The Clippers 109-97 over Dallas, leading that series 1-0. And Boston leads Miami 1-0, beating them 114-94. Today, Orlando is at Cleveland. The Cavaliers lead the series by a game. Philadelphia is at New York. The Knicks lead 1-0. And the Lakers travel to Denver. The Nuggets leading that series 1-0. In college baseball over the weekend, number 2 Arkansas split Saturday's doubleheader against number 20 South Carolina, pulling out a 9-6 win in the finale at Founders Park to clinch its second SEC weekend road series of the season. Arkansas lost the first game 6-3. Next, the Razorbacks head to North Little Rock for their annual midweek game at Dickey Stevens Park, home of the Arkansas Travelers. First pitch between Arkansas and UAPB is scheduled for 6 p.m. Tuesday, April 23rd. In Columbia, LSU scored 6 unanswered runs to overcome an early deficit, riding 5 innings of one-hit relief from Griffin Herring to a 6-2 victory over University of Missouri baseball Sunday afternoon in the deciding game of the two clubs' Southeastern Conference series at Taylor Stadium. The Tigers will host Missouri State Tuesday evening starting at 6 p.m. In Indiana, Missouri State blitzed Valparaiso with 10 runs in the first two innings Sunday afternoon at Emory G. Bauer Field on a way to a 14-3 series-clinching victory. Missouri State visits Missouri today at 6. And in Jonesboro, for the 11th time in program history, Arkansas State baseball finished a contest without a win or a loss, tying Appalachian State by a score of 12-12 Sunday afternoon at Tomlinson Stadium. Arkansas State hits the road for a midweek matchup against Central Arkansas on Tuesday. In college softball, for the first time in program history, the number 14 Arkansas Razorbacks won back-to-back series versus number 15 Alabama after dismantling the Crimson Tide 8-0 in 5 innings Sunday afternoon at Bogle Park. Missouri State softball collected its first series sweep of the season with a 5-4 walk-off victory against Valparaiso there Sunday afternoon. The Bears will be back on the road this week for 4 Missouri Valley Conference games. MSU will travel to Southern Illinois for a midweek matchup on Wednesday. Number 13 University of Missouri softball dropped its series-wrapping doubleheader to number 9 Georgia Saturday at Jack Turner Softball Stadium. The Bulldogs secured the weekend series 2-1 with a pair of 4-2 victories on Saturday. And the Missouri State West Plains Lady Grizzlies won 3 of 4 games this weekend at home. Saturday, the Grizzlies swept Metropolitan Community College, and then Sunday they split a doubleheader with Jefferson College, winning the first game 3-2, the second one a loss 11-2. MSU West Plains is at Crowder College on Tuesday for 2 games, then wraps up the regular season at home on Thursday with 2 more games with Crowder. In high school baseball today, the West Plains Zizzers traveled to Paragould, Arkansas. Today, Thayer hosts Kabul. Alton goes to Koshkonong. Couch is at Maynard. Donovan goes to Dexter. Gainesville hosts Norwood. Van Buren's at Greenville. Licking is at Hartville. Willow Springs at Houston. Liberty hosts Mountain Grove. Ava's at Salem. Summersville at Winona. Pocahontas hosts Riverside. In high school softball today, Thayer travels to Winona. Alton hosts Houston. Koshkonong hosting Kabul. Couch at Maynard. Willow Springs goes to Bakersfield. Mountain Grove's at Dora. Gainesville hosts Norwood. Eminence is at Licking. Highland is at Truman. And in high school girls soccer today, West Plains travels to Glendale. In high school tennis, Heidi Schneider named head girls tennis coach for the 2024 season. According to the West Plains R7 School District, they're pleased to announce Heidi Schneider, a second grade teacher at West Plains Elementary, selected to lead the tennis program for girls tennis for the upcoming 24-25 season. In a statement, Schneider said that she's honored and excited, looking forward to working with her talented student athletes, helping them reach their full potential on and off the court, says that we will strive for excellence and success in the upcoming season. Dr. Cooley, the district activities director, said we're happy to welcome Coach Schneider to our athletic department and said her leadership will strengthen our tennis program and improve overall student athlete experience. We're proud to join in congratulating Coach Heidi Schneider on her appointment as head tennis coach for the 2024 season. Remember, for more news, sports, and weather, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. For the Ecom Sports Network, I'm Coleman Taylor.